Hi, this is Prashant and you are listening to Marketo App Podcast. This podcast is for growth hackers, product managers and digital marketers. In today's episode, we will talk about Net Promoter Score. We will discuss what is Net Promoter Score and what wrong you are doing while calculating. For this topic of Net Promoter Score, I would like to discuss the usability first before actual and practical definition of NPS. NPS tells you that is your product ready to start the referral program or campaign or not. It also tells you that is your product market fit or not. Now let's start the discussion with the definition. NPS is the metric which is used globally to measure the customer satisfaction and loyalty. It is different from the general user feedback because user feedback only gives the data how happy or angry any customer with the service. But NPS determines the intention of the user to recommend it to others. Now there is one question may arise in your curious mind, that could be, how Net Promoter Score is different from normal feedback? Okay, so the main difference between these two is in the intention. While feedback is only about how good or bad was your service or product, but NPS tells how strongly user recommends it to their family or friends or colleagues. These two are different things and help in a lot of decisions. Feedback is kind of data which helps directly in a lot of actionable steps and decisions. But Net Promoter Score data gives you data to change something strategically and in long terms in a lot of cases. This Net Promoter Score can be calculated as per the user rating. In the answer of recommendation question, which could be something like this, how likely you would recommend us to your family or friends? The scale will be from 0 to 10 and there is 3 different score in this scale. You can customize the scoring as per your industry or business, but as per the market standard, these are 3 NPS ratings, which is the lowest is detector. If anyone is rating in the response of this question between 0 to 6, then they can consider as detectors. If anyone is rating 7 or 8, then they can consider as passive. And if anyone is marking 9 or 10, then they can consider as promoters. If you are in a business in a very competitive industry and working in a very thin margin, then you can consider 0 to 5 as detectors or something like this. If the industry is already much evolved and you are new in this industry, then you can consider 0 to 5 as detectors. Now, what you will do with this rating and responses? How to calculate NPS as per customer responses? Okay, so you want to experience how NPS calculators works in real? Many of NPS calculators are available on internet and you can use any one of them. There are a lot of ways to have the responses for your company on NPS score. You can use NPS score scale on the feedback form, you can run a survey or many more. But what you'll do with all the responses to calculate your organization's NPS score? It is very easy, just as other basic mathematical calculations. What you need to do to calculate NPS score, I will tell you step by step. First, make an Excel sheet or Google sheet or whatever you like to use. Make different column for each number in score scale. Now enter the number or response for that particular number in score scale. Categorize the scale in 3 groups, detector, passive and promoters. Ideal categorization as per score is detector 0 to 6, passive 7, 8 or promoter 9, 10, as I already have been told. Calculate the group percentage by adding up the number of responses and divide it by total number of responses. Now you need to subtract the percentage of detectors by percentage of promoters. The result is your Net Promoter Score. If you are still in confusion or concept is not clear, then I'll suggest you to listen what I have just told one more time. And no worry, I'll give you an example as well to make the concept crystal clear in your mind. Let's consider you have total 100 responses in the NPS scale. 10 responses were in 0 to 6 range, which we were considering for this example as detectors. 20 responses were in 7 to 8 range for passive, and 70 responses were in 9 to 10 range as promoters. Now you need to calculate the percentage of each group. Okay, so just to keep it very simple, I took the total number of responses 100. So detectors were 10 to 10%, passive were 20 to 20%, and promoter was 70. So promoters are 70%. Now we have to complete the final step, which is percentage of promoters minus percentage of detectors. Result in this case will be 60%, right? Because promoters were 70% and detectors were 10%. So result is 60%. Because NPS always used to show as integer number, not in percentage, so NPS is simply 60 in this example situation. Okay, so till now what we have been learned about Net Promoter Score? Till now we have been learned what is Net Promoter Score, how Net Promoter Score is different from feedback, how we can calculate NPS, and how to write and denote the NPS. Okay, now it's time to let's dive deep into the concept. Till now we were discussing only the very frequently searched things, right? But if you are a growth hacker and wanna learn the real concept about NPS, then I'll recommend you to keep listening. You'll love to know more about NPS. Okay, so what is the history of NPS? NPS scoring method and term was coined very first in 2003 in an article of Harvard Business Review written by Fred. He is a very well-known influencer consultant in customer loyalty industry. He wanted to know the answer of question, which was how to measure the customer loyalty. He interviewed tens of thousands of individuals to understand the real consumer behavior in terms of loyalty. During the experiment, he asked many different questions to the consumers, performed many different tasks, and at the end, he discovered the NPS as the best solution according to him. Why it is, you can say, very beneficial or necessary, or why any company should use promoter score? Whichever company or organization is using the scoring method, they have some solid reason. That's why they are willing to invest some resource and budget to roll out the NPS system. According to us, the very first reason is it is directly related with the revenue of the company in future. And we really think this is the major reason, which is most convincing part for any CEO or co-founders. If your NPS is growing, then your revenue will grow for sure. Second reason could be a number which is simple to understand and calculate, and in long term it will be beneficial for you as well. Net Promoter Score is very easy to calculate and easy to understand for anyone. Not only executive, even staffs and non-marketing product or growth employees can understand in a minute. For any organization, it is very beneficial if there is any number which is easy to calculate and directly related to the growth and revenue. GenROE.com interviewed many CEO and top of the companies on this. And here are top 6 reasons they enlist why organizations use NPS. First is to drive better result in business. Second, to drive employee engagement. Third, to become more customer centric. Fourth, to drive evidence based decision making. Five, to drive continuous improvement. And the last and the sixth is a number which can be measured. It can be managed, right? So after all this, you should know that what good number in this scale is, what is the industry parameter or something like that. Because this number is directly related with consumer's experience, mindset and market, so there are thousands of variables which can affect the score. It also can depend heavily on the type of survey, type of sample audience, geographic and demographic condition of the same audience and many more. Generally, any number can be measured or compared on two different bases, externally with competitor and internally with the previous number. But according to us, and we will suggest you, don't compare your NPS number with your competitor. Although many organizations release their NPS score, but they didn't reveal it that how they select the sample audience, why there is any specific demographic they choose to perform the practice. So they are showing the real number, but it could be far different from what you are studying and far different from your survey as well. Compete with yourself. This is our suggestion to you. Best way to measure NPS score is to compare the NPS from your past score. What opportunity and improvement you have been find out last time? Did you work on that? If yes, then what happened? Are result according to you or not? What was the NPS last time and compared to that, is the current one satisfactory? These kind of answers are really helpful. If you are asking this to yourself, consider NPS as your self-assessment number and react according to that. Okay, so here is one more question, that NPS is only number to measure customer loyalty? Of course not. There are many alternative measures parameters for Net Promoter Score. Very commonly, industry is using two other alternatives of NPS. First is Customer Effort Score, CES. This concept was also coined very first in the Harvard Business Review in the article titled "Stop Trying to Delight Your Customer." As like NPS, Customer Effort Score is very famous again, but like other concepts, these also have many critics. Like the question of NPS, here the question was, how much effort did you personally have to put forth to handle your request? And response scale was from 1 to 5, 5 1 very low and 5 very high effort. In research, it is found that this number is also correlated with the future revenue. There is some recent changes in scaling and question to CES. Now the new kind of question is something like, to what extent do you agree or disagree with the following statement? The company made it easy to handle my issue. Again, the response from a scale of 1 to 7. 1 is strongly disagree and 7 is strongly agree, something like that. We'll discuss more in detail about customer effort score in separate episode. Okay, so another alternative of Net Promoter Score is customer satisfaction, or it is called as CSAT, CSAT. I think it is the most ancient method to measure the customer loyalty. In this matter, there is a question which is, how satisfied were you with the company's performance on a scale of 1 to 5? 1 is not satisfied at all and 5 is very satisfied. This seems to be the easiest method to measure the customer satisfaction and loyalty, but in actual, very satisfied customer did not behave or answer differently in comparison of dissatisfied customer. So now you have an idea about customer loyalty number, program and measuring scale. In next episode, we will discuss about other measuring method like customer effort score in detail and how we can implement those methods. Okay guys, this was it for this episode. In next episode, we will discuss some interesting and very useful topic for the growth hackers and digital marketers. Till then, stay tuned and please follow Marketo app on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter and on your favorite podcast listening platform to listen the latest growth hacks very first.